This is Earth and Sky. The Viking spacecraft landed on the surface of Mars in 1976.
Its instruments scooped up soil samples and analyzed them for signs of life, but they found no evidence of organic compounds. Now, almost 30 years later, NASA scientists are scooping up soil in Chile's Atacama Desert, a place that gets no rain, not even any fog. Its soil is the driest, most lifeless soil on Earth. That's what gives it our planet's nearest analog to the soil on Mars, according to Chris McKay at NASA's Ames Research Center.
There are organics in the soil in the Atacama, even in the driest region. But if Viking had landed there, it would not have detected those organics because its instruments are not as capable as those that we would carry down to the field with us now.
Another inhospitable feature of this Atacama soil is that it contains a chemical oxidant, a substance that decomposes organic matter. Think of bleach or hydrogen peroxide.
It's this double whammy of not being able to grow because there's no water and having to fight off this oxidant, which is there in the soil. We think the same conditions would apply on Mars.
And for today, that's our show. Special thanks to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.